Let's turn now to what's keeping Americans up at night. According to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, something like 3 out of 10 people have struggled with falling asleep, staying asleep, or waking up earlier than they wanted to for some short period of time. But more than 1 out of 10 people have chronic insomnia, meaning for them the struggle is consistent. Atlantic staff writer Jennifer Senior is one of them.
When I lie awake at night, my mind was sort of whistling like a conch shell. I mean, there was just nothing going on in there.
Senior has dealt with insomnia since her late 20s. Before that, she says she used to be a great sleeper. She vividly remembers the first night she couldn't fall asleep.
Eventually, I started to worry, and this is what all people start to do. They say, why am I awake? Now it's 2 a.m., it's 3 a.m., it's 4 a.m. You start watching the clock, you start doing insomnia math.
In her pursuit to understand why she, like so many people, just couldn't fall asleep, Senior started to explore how much sleep we really need to be healthy, including this widely held belief I'm sure you've heard before.
You need 8 hours. But there are lots of studies saying that 8 hours is not associated with the best health outcomes.
A number of studies show the optimal number is lower, somewhere around 7 hours of sleep. But even then, pinpointing the exact amount of sleep that you need can get tricky because our needs and our ability to sleep changes over the course of our lifetime, and it's all very personal. For example, there is a small group of people who are genetically inclined to sleep for just 4 to 6 hours a night, and they do just fine with that amount. Senior also learned that commonly recommended sleep remedies like cooling down your bedroom and putting electronic devices away can only go so far if you're falling short on sleep for reasons out of your control, like working a night shift, caring for a loved one, or studying for school.
So when they feel sort of helpless about it, reading about all the terrible things that come with sleep loss doesn't help.
But learning to manage your anxiety around sleeping is one of the best things you can do, because regardless of what triggers insomnia, Senior says she feels that obsessing over not sleeping could often keep people from finding a solution that works for them. One highly recommended therapy for insomnia is a psychological approach.
You have to interrogate all the beliefs you have. If I don't fall asleep, I will not be able to function the next day. And if you've been keeping a sleep diary, you'll be able to fact check yourself and say, is that really true? The next day, were you really that bad or did you mainly function? So you can calm yourself down in that way. Or you can do something as simple as saying, oh, I'm not falling asleep. So what?
And if that doesn't work, Senior says, there's no shame in asking your doctor about medication. For more on what Senior learned about sleep solutions, check out her reporting for The Atlantic. We'll include a link in our show notes page.